I'm Shannon. Wait, I'm not
Shannon.
I'm already drunk.
Suce un sac de bite.
I feel like, I do feel like such an asshole.
For yelling at your kid?
Yeah. I do this frequently.
Yeah.
Like it's bedtime.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go into your bedroom and mommy's going to have a freak out over the state of your bedroom, make you cry, want to discuss it and talk about it, except you're five. And you don't have the mental or emotional capacity to discuss the screaming I just did at you because you're upset and it's bedtime.
Yeah, I think maybe you should do it not at bedtime.
I do it all the time. Even Scott's like, what the fuck? Stop doing this. Maggie's like, yeah, fucking stop doing it. You're torturing your kid. I don't know any better, Maggie.
It's hard being
a person. Cheryl coming out.
I mean, today's was pretty bad. Like, that was pretty bad.
What I did or what she did or both?
What she did.
Yeah.
Like, I can see, I empathize with why you had such a freak out about it today.
That's why I just don't even go into her room. So I went in there. I was fully aware of, like, the state of her room, except it had gotten worse somehow. She had dumped over her basket full of clean clothes, which was out here, but because I had a party, like, I started hiding the shit and my shame. So she has a basket of clean clothes that needs to be gone through. And that was dumped over all over her floor. So as I start yelling and screaming and shoving clean clothes back into the hamper, I look to the right and I find another pile under a Scentsy warmer covered in wax.
Getting wax out of stuff is terrible.
Yeah. I hope she has fun doing that. I want to make her pick every goddamn piece of wax out of her clothes and the carpet.
Okay, so for when that doesn't work out.
I know how to get wax out of shit.
Okay, great.
She's been coloring on things, too, with her markers.
Like?
And I haven't said anything.
Not paper?
Not paper. She's been coloring on her desk with Sharpies.
That's not great.
No, that's inappropriate.
At least it wasn't walls.
Right. She only done that once. And she was two, so she got a pass.
Right.
And that's what I was talking to her about in the bedroom is mommy and daddy give you a lot of leeway because you are a well-behaved child. And then when you do something like this, it makes us very upset because you've never done anything like this before. So when you do it, it's exasperated. When you play in the wax that you haven't touched in 6 years and spill it everywhere, why did you touch it?
Yeah.
You've never touched it before. When you've taken your Sharpies and doodled all over your desk your grandpa made you and painted for you special. Like, what am I supposed to do? You've had Sharpies since you were two. People thought I was batshit crazy for giving my toddler Sharpies. Ha ha. Hope you enjoy pink painting your walls. Ha ha ha. Oh, Catherine's not like that. She's a good girl. Legit.
Yeah.
Like, she knows to color on paper and nothing else. She didn't know I knew that. She had colored on stuff.
I'm nodding my head. It's rough. Glad I'm not a parent.
So I'm an asshole. I also have, like, really high standards because my mom had really high standards. And I just, like, trickle down, man. And she is only 5 and a half. But still. And I do treat her like an adult. But she's 5 and a half.
My friend Danielle and I had a really long conversation about this over the past few days about being able to trust children, you know, being able to trust being able to trust them with information, you know, and I just think that overwhelmingly adults try too hard to protect children, except for those rare adults who do nothing to protect their children, mm-hmm. right? But, like, we were talking about it in terms of Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix and how everybody's trying to, like, keep all the information from Harry to protect him, and it just ends up, like, fucking him over in the end
right.
of that one. And I know I've told this story on the podcast before. I told it when it happened because I was so angry about it. But, like, there was the year that I was doing the tap dance to The Wizard of Oz, and it was this huge production that I put together with everybody in it. And the right before the rehearsal, like 2 weeks, like a week and a half before we were supposed to take it to competition, I was really sick. And so my boss had to run my rehearsal, and the rehearsal was a disaster. Partially, I'm sure, because I wasn't the one running it, right? But she expected to go in there and, like,
everyone had their shit together.
Right. And so she was like, I don't think we should take it to competition. And I was like, okay, we'll talk about it. And then I went into the next class with my kids, and I said, if we take this next weekend, it will likely perform poorly, but you get the choice. Do you want to go and likely get a low score, but also get the experience and get to perform it? Or would you rather wait until we're more ready? And overwhelmingly, my kids were like, I want to go. We want the experience. We want to have it on stage. Mm-hmm. And knowing that we'll do poorly. And I was like, okay, great. And I told that to my boss, and she flipped out at me mm-hmm. and was like, kids don't know what they want. Why would you even ask them? That is highly inappropriate. These were like 11 and 12-year-olds.
Yeah, that's not inappropriate for 11 and 12-year-olds. They can actually make those decisions. Plus, they're paying you, bitch. And they're paying for that experience.
Right.
And your studio's shit anyway, and these scores don't mean squat.
Right, right.
So
all of the kids were far more worried about their hip-hop dance. They said as much to me. They're like, we're way more anxious about how hip-hop is going to go than tap. And hip-hop went, and tap didn't. I didn't actually get a choice in deciding mm-hmm. that. My boss just decided for me. And, yeah, the hip-hop did terribly.
So, like, and that's my thing. Like, I want to empower Catherine. I want her to learn how to be a functioning human being at a young age, but she's also still just five, and that's yeah. what I'm struggling with the most in trying to teach her the life skills she's going to need.
It's hard.
So
it's really hard. So last Tuesday when I was here, Zelda called and got to see Catherine and was so excited. And then Zelda asked to call me on Friday and kept on saying to Joseph, Maggie, peace. Maggie.
Uh-huh.
She does this little, like, wiggle. She doesn't do please. She doesn't sign please right at all.
Uh-huh.
But she, like, touches her body and wiggles. For those of you who don't know sign, please is like a circle on your chest.
A chest rub.
A chest rub. But she, like,
grabs. You're rubbing Vicks into your upper chest.
Yes, that's exactly what it is. That's please. But she, like, twists her body and rubs her whole torso and, like,
like she's doing, like, pat your head, rub your belly.
Yeah, right.
But on both her chest and her belly.
Right, precisely. Maggie Peace. And then the whole time that I was talking to her in my car on Friday, I mean, I was parked. I was in a parking lot. But she kept on going, Kafram, please. And then today, she called while we were here and only wanted to see Catherine. Like, was not interested in seeing me at all. If I was on the screen, she'd say, Kafram, please. Kafram, please.
I texted Joseph and said they can call anytime.
Aw.
Hopefully that's still his number because he doesn't respond.
No, he doesn't. I found Facebook Messenger to be much more
reliable for some reason.
Yes. Yes. Sometimes he's at his computer gaming. So I think that might be why. Yeah. But yeah, I get responses from him. Excuse me, I have a yawn. Ooh, I get responses from him more often on Facebook Messenger than on text. So yes. Let's see. What do we have?
All right.
What do we have?
I
have
notes. So there's my cold open.
Woof.
I'm an asshole. A-S-S-H-O-L-E. We started watching AJ and the Queen today with Catherine. I started watching it with Catherine. She goes, is this appropriate for me? And I was like, I don't know. We'll find out. And we got through the first one, and I was like, yeah, okay, some words in there.
Right.
And then we started watching the second one, and then I got interrupted, and I had a feeling that the second one wasn't as appropriate as the first one.
Mm-hmm.
But she kept seeing Shawn, no, Mike Michaels, not Shawn Michaels, that's a wrestler.
Chad Michaels,
as Cher. And she went, that's Mamma Mia. That's Mamma Mia's mommy. Like, so she kept wanting to watch it so right. she could see Cher.
Right.
And so we're watching the show, and I'm like, do you have any questions about what you're seeing and hearing,
this
honey?
Is really funny.
And then when we ran our errands real quick, I was like, you know, honey, when we watch TV and stuff, you know, those words that you hear, those special words, you know, they're just for at home. They're not appropriate for you to be using at this age out in public. I know, mommy. Like, okay, just, you know, making sure.
And then she called another child a bitch at the store.
Right, exactly. Like, I need her to go to kindergarten and be like, bitch, you cray. Stop throwing that tea, that shade. You know, like, oh, that's like, I mean, not that I would care. I would think that's hilarious. But I really would love that email from the teacher, to tell you the truth. I might frame it. but yeah. Anyway. So I'm really winning at the parenting thing today.
Good. Well done. Well done. okay. So I texted you and said I was really upset that I didn't correctly predict The Good Place. And I did. I did it on our podcast, in fact. I said I thought that they were going to the trial or that heaven is terrible. That's what I said.
Yeah, I heard that. And I was like, oh, she did say that. And you were right. I thought maybe you had a third one you were keeping to yourself.
No. The way I had worded that prediction to my parents was that the people who run heaven are totally inept.
Yeah.
So I didn't word it that I thought heaven would be terrible. But then when I said it on the podcast, I was like, oh, I did say it like that. Heaven would be terrible.
Even you and I said at the end of season two, like, we hope we don't go to the good place because it seems like it's terrible.
They seem like they have no idea what they're doing.
Or just that you're just too polite, yes. You know?
Right. No, they can't function.
Yeah.
They're dysfunctional.
They're so polite, they're dysfunctional. Anyway, last good place coming up.
And we sort of know what the gut punch is going to be now.
Yeah, I think the gut punch is going to be like they walk through the door eventually.
I think so too.
Either together or like Chidi's like, I'm ready, are you? And Eleanor's not. And yeah, he does it anyway. Like,
There's going to be
tears shed.
For sure. For sure.
I think what would be most devastating is if they walked through the door one by one over a period of time. And then, like, Eleanor's left the longest to walk through the last.
Yeah,
even Michael and Janet have walked through.
I don't really know how I think that's going to go, but
I think they'll go together as a group.
The finale is,
or it'll be like,
called whenever you're ready.
Yeah. It'd be like one by one.
So, heaven was terrible. I was right.
Yeah. We would make way better torturers.
Yeah.
I think humans would make better torturers because we know we already torture each other.
That's why they put them in skin suits.
Right.
I know. I was actually talking about this today because people have been complaining about Joker, you know, the movie.
Oh, the movie Joker.
And how it's like, like incel emo boy and it's going to convince people to be violent. And I was like, no. All you have to do is look at medieval torture devices to know that we have been horrible to each other.
For a really long time.
For centuries. For probably since the beginning of time.
That's why people do have mental breakdowns and go snap and go violent like that. Because they have been tortured their whole life here by other people. Like, Joker's a modern commentary on today's state of mental health affairs.
I know. Never forget, Batman is a billionaire who tortures mentally ill people.
Yeah. It's true. He needs therapy himself.
Batman, for sure. Anyway. He does.
Schitt's Creek final season has started.
Yep.
I've only been able to see the first one because all the other ones are locked down.
I haven't.
You have to have TV subscription.
I know that.
Or stream illegally.
I know that. Yeah, that's not one that I like. I love Schitt's Creek and I've rewatched Schitt's Creek. And I'm like, meh, I'll wait for Netflix. I don't know why I'm not more desperate to watch it. Like, there's so many things like The Good Place.
Yeah.
And
Schitt's Creek is just so good. Also, I think we're just happy waiting for it.
Yeah,
to come out later.
I'm happy to wait for it.
Dan Levy said they've been doing so much press for this last season, so much press. And they were on Andy Cohen's show and he asked them what's their favorite episode of Schitt's Creek. And Dan said the last one.
Aww.
Yeah. Aww. Alexis wrote the Alexis song.
Did she?
Yeah, with her friends.
Ah!
Yeah, like her and her besties sat down and wrote that song.
I love that.
And choreographed it and performed it.
I love
Isn't that great?
Did you see Billy Porter's outfit for the Grammys?
The green one?
Yeah.
I saw one, like, half picture of it.
Oh,
I didn't
no.
see the whole thing.
Oh, no. Okay, well, this is gonna.
He looked like the Wizard of Oz from what I saw.
I mean, it was more blue. It was teal. It wasn't green. I need a picture, and then I need this.
Images, yeah.
No, no, but there, I also need to show you a video. I need both of these things.
Oh.
Also, my phone is being so slow. Look at this.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see this?
My phone's been really slow too recently.
I don't like it. I don't want it.
And this is a newer phone. This is a 10. You shouldn't be slowing. Oh, that's cool. Wow. That is extra.
Billy Porter is so extra. What are you expecting?
I love it.
I'm
here for it.
Okay.
Like, whoa. Wow. That is extra. That looks like something RuPaul would wear.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
And of course it like jingled and jangled and swayed and swung.
Okay, but then there's another thing. And I don't know, are you even going to open? Are you going to function?
Look at that fringe on that hat.
Yes, so we're going to just watch him move.
It looks like a lampshade.
Uh-huh.
Look at him move. I need more swing and sway.
Wait.
You just shut the front door. Who does he think he is? See ya? Huh?
The hat.
Closed.
Yeah.
Like a goddamn curtain.
The fringe closes electronically.
That's crazy.
Tell me that's not the most wildly amazing thing.
That is crazy.
Wait,
there
wait.
It is opening.
There it is.
Oh, Billy Porter. You are cray.
I love it so much.
That is some next level shit right
there. I could
there.
Not wait. I was like, Shannon gets to have
you
this.
You need to put that on our page so people can see it.
Yes.
Now.
Okay.
So they can be like, we're talking about this. Look at this next level shit.
Mm-hmm.
I did hear the Grammys went off all right. Freaking Billie Eilish won everything.
And you could read her lips being like, please not me, please not me. At like the fourth or fifth one.
Right.
Which is hilarious. It's a big mood. Please don't be me.
Right. So her and her brother wrote and produced everything. So big night for him too. I don't know. I just finally Googled her to listen to her shit. I'm like, meh, yeah. sound like a sexier, more auto-tuned Alanis Morissette. I don't know. I don't have any opinions.
On Billie Eilish?
Yeah. Do you?
Yeah, I don't either, actually.
Like, yes, I am just as ambivalent.
I'm quite ambivalent.
Meh. Meh. Great.
Meh.
Another emo rock star. Meh.
Meh.
Wooing the establishment.
Meh. Meh. Speaking of that, I just found out for the first time ever, I didn't know this before, when Kurt Cobain wrote Smells Like Teen Spirit, he didn't know Teen Spirit was a deodorant. It was something that one of the other Seattle bands had written down for something.
That's funny.
Yes. One of the other grungy type bands at the time had written something down about Teen Spirit, thinking that it was funny.
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, this is a great name for a song.
You used to wear Teen Spirit, did you?
Yes. Yeah. Caribbean Cool was my favorite fragrance.
Oh, I think I wore that one too.
I loved Caribbean Cool. Yeah,
it was good times.
It was good times.
Good times.
It was, yes.
Makes me want to go buy some if I actually wore deodorant still.
Everybody wore it. Like, it was very, very popular. There's two fragrances that still exist. Pink Crush and Sweet Strawberry. Mm. Rude. It's not that Caribbean cool.
Do you wear Baby Soft?
No. I've never...
Do you wear Britney Spears?
Yes.
Of course you did.
Oh. It's got...
Of course she did.
It's got a gif of it. And awesome. So we're just going to put it on our page. I'm sorry, guys. I'm Facebooking right now. So, yes.
Oh, man.
Nope, that's not what I want.
I've been so tired lately. I'm feeling better today. So I'm glad we kind of took a day break, Catherine and I.
Yeah.
Together. She wasn't feeling it this morning, so we took a mental health day together. I can't blame her. It's winter and it sucks. Yeah.
It's winter and it sucks.
Yeah. She's five.
Why was she having a hard time today?
She's saying her tummy hurt. Mm. I legit think she just needed a mental health day.
Yeah.
To sit at home alone with her mommy and do nothing. So that's what we did. Watched a lot of movies and snuggled on the couch a ton. So.
Why is it not in here?
I don't think it likes GIFs on pages for some reason.
I'm furious.
I know. You used to be able to post them from your phone. I can't post them from my desktop. We'll figure it out.
Sorry, y'all. I can put it in I can write the post and say, we're discussing this right now. Look in the comments.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so I've been super tired. I've asked Scott to step up a little bit, and he's done it, which is nice. So last night he made dinner. He's been taking care of the puppy overnight full time. He has to get up like 3 times overnight to let the dog out and monitor her. So I've just been so tired. I think I have like seasonal acute depression. Sad.
Mm-hmm.
Like you do. So good thing we're going to be in the warmth in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Woo, Mardi Gras. Woo, New Orleans.
Mardi Gras.
It's not officially Mardi Gras, but parades start, which is exciting.
We will have parades.
Yeah. Anywho, Catherine gave me beads to take with us to wear.
Aw.
She wants them back, though.
Aw.
Miss LaTanya went last year to real Mardi Gras. And brought back a ton of beads and gave Catherine a giant bag full of them. So Catherine found them, because you've seen the state of her room.
Yeah.
And brought a handful out to me
to wear. That was very sweet of her.
Here, do you take all the disco ball ones, Mommy?
Mm-hmm. It says it's available to custom. Is that how it always is?
I don't know.
Do I not know what I'm doing?
I don't know if you know what you're doing. Maybe you should stop.
I might just be trying to do 2 things at once and not be paying attention.
It's possible.
It's possible that's what happened. Shannon, your retirement party.
That was so sweet. Oh, we had such a good time.
It was a really good time.
It was
a really good time.
Cindy messaged me to see how it went, and I said it was great. And Laura was out with a migraine, and she messaged another Laura.
Yeah.
To see how it went, and so it was really great.
It was a fun party.
Yeah.
Everybody had a great time.
Yeah, you did. You guys drank a Costco bottle size of vodka.
I had a Coke. That was what I drank that night. I had one can of Coke.
Everything was gone. Scott was very upset there were no snacky snacks left when he got home.
You had a lot of people.
Yeah. It was over 20 people here.
Yeah. It was so good to see Becky.
Yeah.
Like, the three of us back together. I'm disappointed the three of us didn't get a picture. I just forgot.
I didn't get a picture of the party either. Like, we should have got a giant group picture.
We should have gotten a giant group
picture.
But it was a lovely time. You threw a great retirement party. Lynn was so drunk.
It was awesome.
And then she went home with a boot that was not her boot. And you're sitting there being like, no, those are your boots. And she goes, I'm not that fucking drunk.
me and her husband were like, no, you're drunk. Those are your boots. And she, no, they're not. Look.
So one of the boots is plain black and the other one has studs on the side. And she's like, I don't have bedazzled boots.
I just thought, like, sometimes a boot will be bedazzled and not the other.
Yeah.
And they were the same exact shape, same heel, same, like, lace-up fashion, same design. Except the difference was, I think one was, like, a super dark navy blue. They both looked black.
Yeah.
And then the laces and, like, lace grommets were different. And when we looked at that, then her husband and I were like, oh, you're right, Lynn. These are different boots. So we took a picture, and we put it on the group page right away, and I tagged a few people that I know are boot wearers, and I would have put money on that those were their boots.
Yeah.
And they both came back, nope.
Not mine.
Like, Ray was like instantly, no, but I wore my brown ones like those, ha ha ha. And between that post and privately messaging and texting people and then going back and tagging people I hadn't, like, no one has fessed up to it.
Nobody has
admitted. And, like, Krupa, every other day, Krupa's like, did we find the shoe yet?
I mean, now it's a mystery. Now it's a full-blown mystery.
It's hilarious.
It's so funny.
I think tomorrow I'm going to post, like, it's okay if you said no before and now you realized, oh, fuck, that was me. That's okay. That's cool. At least we know now.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, I would be really embarrassed if it were me.
then private message me.
Right.
Hey, sure. If you've said no before and now you realize that, yes, it was you, just message me privately. We'll get this straightened out. So, I placed a $1,000 order after that party.
Yeah.
For the shit I didn't have. Not that I didn't make that money, but... And that's ready to go out, too.
Nice. Yeah. I'm impressed with you. Christina's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So she was like, if nobody wants that black lingerie, will you let me know? And I was like, no one wants it. Fucking take it. And she was like, what do you want for it? And I go, $10. Like, I just want it fucking out of my house. And I opened Venmo later and she had sent me 15.
Aww.
What a good friend.
Yeah.
And it was so nice of her to come out.
Yeah.
When her two older kids were babies, she partied a lot more than she does now. But now she has four children and is over 30.
Yeah, she's also older.
Right. So. No, for sure. I'm kind of poking fun at, like, myself.
She also had, like, her first marriage wasn't the best, right?
She wasn't ever married to him.
Oh, okay. So I was going to be like, her first marriage wasn't the best, so I might be partying a lot, too.
Yeah, no, she wasn't. It was like her high school sweetheart.
Oh, okay.
She was pregnant with her oldest when she walked at high school, like when she was graduating, and then got knocked up by the same guy again a couple years later. She doesn't even talk to him, but his parents are still involved. Like, they still want to be grandma and grandpa, mm-hmm. which is nice.
That's nice.
And she said that, like, they are really wonderful. Like, there's no such thing as too much love for a child. Mm-hmm. You know, if somebody wants to love a kid, you let them.
Yeah.
I told Catherine I wasn't really her aunt today.
What'd she say?
She wouldn't talk to me for a minute. Uh-oh. Because she asked me why I wasn't in any of the family pictures.
Aww.
Yeah. And I said, I have a secret to tell you. I'm not your real aunt. And she goes,
oh. Right?
She gasped, turned around away from me, and folded her arms.
When Jenny's best friend just moved back to town with her kids, and they go to the same elementary school as Catherine because they live right behind us here in the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And then they go to Rosebrook afterwards, too. Okay,
so they're, like, there all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, on, like, day 3 or 4, Catherine comes running up to me from the playground and goes, Mommy, you didn't tell me Gwen was our cousin. How dare you?
Because she calls Jenny Aunt Jenny.
Right. Because she calls my sister Aunt Jenny. And I'm Aunt Fifi. Mm-hmm. So, I was like, oh! I forgot.
But I tried to explain to her that, like, aunt can also be for your chosen family and that you and I have chosen each other as family and that I've been there since she was born and that it's an honorific. That's I know she doesn't know that word.
Right. Kid, I literally watched you come out of your mom's vagina, so
I get to be aunt.
Basically makes us family.
I said that Zelda, I'm her. I almost said that I'm Zelda's only aunt, and that is not true. She has another one because Ashley has a sister. But I was like, but she also calls Joseph's friend Beth Aunt Beth. So, like, you know, sometimes you get to call people aunt because you love them. Mm-hmm. So that was how I tried to explain it.
Did she fall for any of those?
I'm not sure. Not sure how she feels about it. So I had recently traumatized her right before you did.
Oh, great.
But I just
figured... It'd be wonderful to work out in therapy in a few years.
I just figured that since she was asking, I could trust her with information.
Yeah.
How come you're not in any of these pictures? And she was, like, pointing at the, like, ones of the... All the marshals and all of the... Stuff. Yeah.
Well, we'll have to make sure you're at the next family.
Clearly.
Photo shoot.
Clearly. Clearly that's the answer to all of this.
Which, by the way, I think I am going to start replacing family pictures around the house with pictures of Baby Yoda.
I think you should.
Yeah. Let's see if anyone
One of my students was like, all those Baby Yodas on my lock screen.
Yeah, they're amazing.
Oh, they bring me joy.
Right.
They bring me joy.
I'm wondering where I should get Baby Yoda tattooed on my body.
Clearly, that's the next logical question.
Right. People are already getting it done.
Of course. So. Don't do it till the Mandalorian is over. What if he turns out to be evil? This is what we learned from Game of Thrones.
And now you have a daughter named Daenerys.
Khaleesi is actually more common, which, I mean, honestly...
So that just mean queen?
Yeah, right. That's fine. I mean, I know that they were naming her after Daenerys, but, like, it just means queen. There are lots of Khaleesis. So, Rain Dove mentioned on Facebook today that they were open for questions for 2 hours and to DM them. Ooh. And I did, and they answered me. Ooh. And we had a nice, long, wonderful conversation.
Nice.
And they, like, totally made my day wonderful.
Aww.
I know. And then I saw another post, like, a little bit later, and they were like, I am completely swamped. I will get to everybody, but there were so many people who messaged me, I couldn't even get to them. And I was like, they got to me.
That's fun. So she just did DM private conversations?
Yep.
That's fun.
I know. And I love...
Like a private AMA.
Yeah. And I love that they... Like, that they're just like, hey, I'll do some emotional labor right now.
Yeah.
Because, you know, like, they were like, if you have questions about gender or... You know, if you're a parent and you're confused, like, about what's going on with your kids, like, they just said, like, basically, I'll do whatever. Mm-hmm. So.
They do that a lot.
I know.
Her last message
like, the one with Noah. Did you see that one?
That went viral with the mom, like, blaming.
Oh yeah,
Rain Dove for her daughter wanting to wear binders.
Yeah, that one was amazing. But no, there was a trans.
I
was
like, anytime I saw that, I was like, she actually does this all the time.
I know.
This literally happens to her every day, and they take the time to sit and diffuse and talk parents and other people off ledges and answer their questions. They are just, they have a gift for doing that.
They do. This one was more recent than mm-hmm. that, but isn't quite as much labor intensive as that parent. But they do this a lot. Hi, I know this won't get noticed, but I would just love a little bit of conversation. I'm suicidal, and my nan, who isn't progressive, is coming over, so I will probably get dead named a lot. I would just like it if I could have someone. They said something weird that doesn't make sense. Probably mistype, but I don't know what it's supposed to say. Someone didn't treat me like that for an hour. And Rain Dove responds, "Hello, lovely being. What is your name? Not your dead name." And he says, "My name is Noah." And they type Noah, Noah, Noah like a bunch of times. And then say, "This is your sound and your truth. You are a fact. You are not a fact. You are a feeling. And feelings cannot always be seen or heard or tasted. It doesn't mean they do not exist." And just like, basically, like, wrote him this, like, poetic, like, uh-huh. beautiful affirmation, right? And it was like, "You are your truth, but the truth is the sound they wield is not a weapon. It's simply a reflection of their own ear." And, like, and then wrote a bunch of times, again, "Noah, Noah, 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 Noah," to affirm this boy, uh-huh. this trans boy who reached out and asked for help. What a lovely thing. And then Rain Dove says, "I love you. Always feel free to reach out. Thank you for being honest about your feelings and yourself." Mm-hmm. Oh, what a truly lovely human.
Yeah.
So anyway, I got to talk to Rain Dove today. Yeah. And they were really affirming and wonderful to me.
Wonderful.
Because that's how they are.
That's great.
So, yes, it was what a delightful day to way to start my day. I also heard back from YMCA finally. They were like, "You'll hear back within a week." And then it took them 3 weeks. Don't give a time frame if you're not
going to follow it.
If you're not going to follow it.
Yeah.
Don't. Just say, "You'll hear back from us eventually. You'll hear back from us within 6 months.
I have to do that for my applications. When will we hear back? Nah. Janufeb,
right.
Maybe?
Right.
It's October.
Yep. That's when you'll hear back. But just don't tell people it will be before it will be.
Right.
Like, it is much, much better to tell them that it will be a month and then message them in 2 weeks.
Right?
Like, if you, whatever.
That's why you always overquoted at the hostess stand, because then half the time, people were very excited.
Thought you were amazing.
Yeah.
Yes. So I have a phone interview tomorrow with them. But I do have to find out, and I had almost forgotten about this, I have to find out what the training schedule looks like. Because if the training schedule conflicts too much with my tutoring schedule, I'm not going to do the job. I'm not going to screw over my tutoring students during finals week of school. Just so that I can have a summer job.
Yeah.
That's really bad for business.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, and let them know that. I mean,
I was going to. I was going to say that in the call tomorrow.
No.
It's really important. What is the training schedule like for the training week?
Because I
own my own business.
I'm committed through the end of the school year.
Right.
To my current clients.
Right.
You need to use the big words. Make them.
Right.
Make yourself sound really important.
But if it's like, you know, 4 hours and they do a morning one and an afternoon one, like, I just don't know what this training schedule is going to be.
You can do a morning one. But
right.
Because everyone's in school.
Right, exactly. But if they're like, "No, you must be there 9 to 5 every day," I would miss 2 hours of tutoring every day of finals week.
Yeah.
That would totally screw over my kids.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do that to them.
Great. I can be there from 9 to 2, can I make up the other hours some other time?
Yeah, right. Exactly. We just got to, but I don't want to keep going down this path if this ends up being a deal breaker for them.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Like where they're like, no, you can't do that. So well, I'm definitely okay.
Well, thank you for the opportunity.
Yes. Thank you for considering me. Mm-hmm. I truly appreciate it. But like they, you had to say in the thing, they were like, will you be available this week for training? And I was like, yes. But like, also, I don't know what that means.
Right. Yes, depending.
Right.
Is your training 6 to 9? Or is it 9 to 5? Or is it 9 to noon?
Right.
What are we looking at?
Exactly. Or, I mean, even more horribly, if because since this is summer jobs for a lot of people, what if the training's in the evening every day?
Right.
I would just have to be like, sorry. It's
like legit when I work.
Right. Exactly.
Yep.
Precisely. Precisely. That was my whole list. That was all I had. I've been home alone all week. Oh, you know what? No, I had another thing. I watched the third season of Chilling Adventures of Sabrina. And I texted my friend Natalie. And I said to Natalie, what I don't love about this show is that everything is such high stakes. It's all life or death all the time. And it makes it, it's like The Good Place. It makes it less important because it's always so important. Like, what is charming about the comic and the old 90s show of Sabrina the Teenage Witch is that she's like trying to manage high school and trying to, you know, be a person in the world. Whereas Chilling Adventures of Sabrina is just like
Buffy.
Yeah, it's like Buffy. But even my Natalie compared it to Buffy and said, even in Buffy, there was more high school drama stuff going on. Mm-hmm. I was like, yes, I need more cheerleading scenes, please. But you're right.
At least demons eating cheerleaders. I mean, come
something,
on.
Something, right.
Something.
There's just not enough of the, like, high school drama to balance it out. So even though I watched the whole damn thing, it I still felt. And then Natalie texted me today. I was texting her here. This is actually quite funny, and I wanted to read it to you. This is mild spoilers. She goes, also, I'm a slut. So when they were like, oh, no, the monster needs virgins and we're all virgins, I was like, there is a very low energy solution. But I had the same thought while I was watching it. I was like, if they need to sacrifice virgins, you all better fix that situation now. This is not a difficult fix once you have found out this information.
Just start fucking.
Just everybody fuck.
Problem solved, problem staying solved.
Although one of the virgins was a teacher in her 50s, and I was like, ooh, they're not going to convince her. She was like Catholic, a Catholic teacher.
Well, her vagina has grown shut,
yeah.
So even a demon's not going to be able to get in that.
No, they just needed virgin blood.
Oh.
Like a virgin sacrifice.
Totally getting that.
From the teacher.
Yeah.
I know. But still, if all
I would have thrown the teacher under the bus. She fitty. Just take her. That cherry rotted out. It fell out. It rotted and fell out.
Right, exactly.
Does that count?
So, right. Right. But, you know, then they greatly also, like, decrease the chances of it being anybody, you know? Like, if the monster only has one option.
Yeah.
You know? Like, that makes it more difficult than being able to take any of these virgins.
Right. Okay, who has some vibrators? Because that counts, right?
So anyway, that was...
I never said it had to be with a human dick.
Natalie texted me that today, and I was like, yes, exactly, that was what I said, too. There's a very easy solution to this problem.
Oh, man.
Everybody fuck!
Are you ready for internet meme of the day?
Yes, I even saved something good.
I kind of like... Can we do that Jean-Luc Picard one, too?
That one we have to describe, but yes.
That's okay.
Go ahead. Go for it. Describe the Jean-Luc
Picard. Well, do yours.
What's an orgasm? That's when you fold paper to look like birds and shit. Wait. That's oregano, bitch.
man.
That one made me giggle. That one really made me giggle.
So there's that Dolly Parton challenge, right? Yes. That, I don't even know why it's a Dolly Parton challenge. Because someone took four pictures of Dolly Parton.
That,
was like,
that was
if
the first
Dolly
one?
Parton had all, that was the first one. If Dolly Parton had all these social media things, these would be her pictures.
Right.
LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, Tinder. All right. So today I saw one for Jean-Luc Picard. Of course, like LinkedIn is his Starfleet Command profile pic. And Facebook is him in Starfleet Command but smiling. And then Instagram's like an arty red Starfleet Command. And Tinder is him looking super relaxed and half naked in a robe. And then they added FetLife and a Jean-Luc Picard as a Borg.
I really did laugh very hard.
I figured you did.
Like, I did.
Your LOL was quite boisterous.
Yeah, I so. Really, I cackled.
Yeah.
I cackled.
FetLife. Yes, Queen, yes. That's maybe we should change that meme to include FetLife.
It should. Yes. That's oregano, bitch. And I had one more that made me cackle this week. So you guys get three internet things this week, but it's okay because we didn't do any last week. All right. So you know what an Ouroboros is, right? It's a snake or dragon that's eating itself in a circle.
Oh, okay.
Ouroboros cannot have any more Ouroboros until it finishes its Ouroboros.
You can't eat any more of yourself until you finish eating all of yourself.
Which I don't, like, it's so dumb, but it really made me giggle.
That's funny.
Ooh, one more thing. I got my Baby Yoda shirt on Friday.
Hey.
I almost wore it to your party, but then.
So cute.
I know. He protects, he attacks, he also takes naps.
Yep.
So that's it. Kind of a shorter episode today this week, you guys. But whatever. Maybe if I didn't point it out, you wouldn't have even noticed. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know things. Do I know things?
Nope. We'll be in New Orleans soon.
Yes. We're going to do a bunch of that more thing
drinks
minis.
Drinks to go minis.
Yeah. So they've been drinks to go. Who knows?
I don't know.
But we're going to do a bunch of little mini-sodes over our trip, and it'll be a real fun little compilation for you guys. I'm nodding to myself.
Yes.
All right, find us everywhere. I just posted on our Facebook, so comment, like, go look at Billy Porter's hat. What a dream, what a treat. And, that's all the things. Find us, interact with us. We love hearing from you. You can also find me on Twitter.
Oh, Venmo me some money for New Orleans at Shannon's party.
For her birthday. You guys, it's her birthday.
Send me birthday money.
It's her birthday.
At Shannon's party on Venmo or cash.
At Shannon's party.
I'm really easy to find.
Yes, you are. Do you like all of my, like, I keep Venmoing you and just doing a ton
of
emojis of, like, fleur-de-lis and celebration and comedy mask and
crystal
ball and trumpet and saxophone.
Like, I love it.
It's a really random little thing, and I think it's very funny. All right, so anyway, find us everywhere. Talk to us. We love hearing from you. We love... you know, 5-star reviews as long as they're only 5 stars. You can tell us that we're total shit as long as you give us 5 stars. Be like,
they suck.
They suck a bag of dicks. 5 stars.
Donkey dick.
All right. So, you can also interact with me on Twitter. I am Maggie at Brain of Maggie.
And I'm Shannon at Shannon's Party.
And this has been episode 222.
222.
Of That More Thing with Shannon and Maggie.
Bye.
Bye.